Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Some people have hearts of stone.
And welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Yeah, what is it, like the happy new COVID year? I mean, every year there's another COVID and I hate to start the year out on a bummer, but it's like I'm watching for the last month at least, you know, since Thanksgiving, let's say, when we knew that, you know, things are surging a little bit here. When did they actually identify this latest strain? Was it like first or second week of December, something like that?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
And it spreads like, you know, one person spreads it to seven, something like that. We're spreading, but appears to be the weakest, right, of the strain so far, as far as like, you know, deaths and serious hospitalizations. And a lot of that, I guess, would say probably because a lot of people are vaccinated getting it.
Right. Vaccines work, maybe.
Okay, but... And I'm watching all these sports, you know, just going down left and right. And I'm like, what is it going to take for them to just say, you know what? We probably need to do what we didn't do last year. Just shut it down. I mean, I don't know what it is about people. Do you like really not like yourselves that much that you have to be stimulated and entertained so much that you can't realize it when there's something serious going on, a pandemic? I mean, they did the same thing back in 1918, was it? Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, the flu. I'm tough, right?
Tough guy, yeah.
And it makes me feel bad because at the same time that I see, you know, jerk athletes like, you know, Aaron Rodgers, who just can't keep that, his girlfriend says he's got really big feet and apparently he can't keep it out of his mouth. And I mean, Pat McAfee, right? He's a punter, everybody. So what do you, these guys don't have credibility. And then you look at someone like, you know, Carl Towns, whose family was, you know, just devastated by it. The basketball player from Kentucky that the Badgers beat in the Final Four. Oh, of course, these guys were all freshmen, you know, and then they go on to the NBA. But just sadness. And that's why I don't understand people. What is it that you get off on these people that are rich and privileged and everything else, and they don't like you. They don't live like you. They don't want to live like you. They look down on you. If you don't believe that, I mean, just go watch Pat McAfee and listen to Rogers down talk science. But and my favorite, still my favorite basketball player of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Okay.
What? Giannis hasn't passed them yet? Come on, man.
Not even close. Humanitarian level? I'm talking human beings. See,
Giannis is a great human.
He just called somebody effing puss the other night on playing basketball. No, he's got a long way to go.
Competitive.
There's nobody that compares to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when it comes to social issues, human rights, or points scored in an NBA career. So there.
You're fine.
But it's not about how many points he scored when he played basketball. It's about the points he scores now. Just like, you know, former President Jimmy Carter. Yes. Oh, Elon Musk. Yeah, he's still alive along with Bernie Sanders, you clown. And did you see what happened? You know, China was upset because he's got space debris out there, you know, almost hitting their astronauts in a space station. They had to move everything.
No, I missed that. But
it's a free-for-all. You know, if you're a billionaire, you don't have to worry about safety and rules. Come on.
You know what I did do, though, since we talked last? I watched the...
You got a haircut. I see that.
Well, yeah, we both got hair cut off of our face, our head areas. You on the face, me on the head. But, no, I watched the movie Don't Look Up.
Everybody's talking about it. You know, the funniest thing is I'll probably see it someday when it's on cable TV or whatever, then I'll see it. It must be good.
It's a Netflix one. So I think right now you got to head to Netflix to watch it. But it's
real, isn't it? Or surreal or whatever you want to say. Well, you know, John Carpenter fan here, man. I've been watching the guy that kind of looks into the future before everybody else. And then, I don't know. What is it that... So anyway, things that might happen in the new year, I'm thinking. And hey, feel free to call in and talk about anything today. It's a brand new year. And I think sometime this month... What's that?
Who are your sponsors again?
Well, Jeff's Guitar Clinic, for one. And sorry, Jeff, if you're listening, I appreciate the invite to the New Year's Eve party. But Grandpa goes to bed early. And I had to get up and, you know, work for a few hours today. And I'm getting into this. Look, I'm like an animal. I'm hibernating in the winter. Well, how do I fight this depression? Well, it's dark outside. Let's just lay down with the cats and sleep for 2 days. And then I wake up at, it's funny, I wake up and I'm like, okay, what time is it now? Is it 2 o'clock in the morning or is it 3? And yeah, it's somewhere in between there. And I get up 3 times in the night to use the restroom because I'm an old guy. But I'm trying to think of things that are going to happen this year. And one of the predictions I have, and I'll stick with COVID for a second, is, you know, because we still have the Delta variant that's, they're saying that's still pretty prevalent out there, right? Well, I'm worried about it hooking up with this Omicron and then coming up with the Deltacron. You know, it sounds like, don't look up, man. Deltacron 1 and 2. Badass. Right? Could you see? That's the thing that people don't understand. It hasn't happened that way yet, but it sure as hell could, right? Because as far as I know, back in the day when you got the flu that year, you were dead once you got it. It's kind of like watching, you know, Ebola when it, for people that don't have access to healthcare or anything else, right? And we're talking in third world countries, and basically the United States is going back to being a third world country. The longer this goes, the closer we get to it. So that's one prediction. I'm worried about the Deltacron. If it happens, I was the first one to say it, right? Fauci's going to be, you bastard, you know? And I get a kick out of people going after Fauci because I never just get that vibe off him when he comes to the podium. I just don't see him trying to trick me on something. And I think he's pretty damn funny, too. I know he's smart. But, you know, when they push on him and he pushes back, you know, he's what, 5 different administrations served, you know, some of these guys aren't the bad guys. They're the neutrals, right?
Right.
If there are any neutrals, he's a prime example of what I would say politically neutral. I mean, he's a scientist. He's a freak, man. I like the guy.
Yeah, he's about the science. I mean, think about
it. It's like Bill Nye, the science guy, another freak that, you know, I like freaks, man. I'm one of them. And those movies with freaks and all the weirdos and stuff like that, those are the people I love the most, man. Don't pick on them.
I think that's what gets me the most upset when people go after Fauci and, you know, we're so, you know, trying to go hard at him. I was like, you are so insulting to this guy. This guy's given his whole life to battle things that none of us could even comprehend. And you're going to hammer on this guy and attack this guy because you don't like that this virus exists? God, it's so annoying.
Well, he handles it so well, too.
He does.
You know, he's just like shakes his head. You know, he makes a good wise guy. You know, he does. But he is wise and intelligent and well-studied and everything else. Some of the other predictions I'm thinking of this year, since I made Robin Voss the total absolute D-bag of the year in Wisconsin and continues to be
as the
king of what... He kind of reminds me of... Oh, what movie is that? Oh, yeah, where they... I can't even remember, but it's the guy that's always like the parliamentary guys and the king and the guys that serve under him, they always have those golden robes and they're like these wimpy guys. And I always like watching these movies because they usually end up getting slashed by somebody in the end. Anyway, I get lost because that's who Voss reminds me of. One of those guys, you know, that just... thinks he's all that and he's got protection everywhere, right? Like even when he did his little pandemic thing, go out and vote, he had to be wearing the shield and the gown and the gloves. It's okay, it's safe to go out. I mean, and you guys vote for that guy? Four wives later? Jeez. Okay, so that's my next prediction. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Robin Voss is going to get divorced and married in 2022.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he's got all those staffers to choose from. I think he has 18, is it, and three offices. And I don't know if they got like a tryout room or something, but he's pretty much a sick bastard. And I'm on him, man. I'm like motivated. Oh, by the way, I did have my appointment this Monday after the holidays. And to me, folks, the holidays, I'm glad y'all got through them because I didn't sweat it. Like I said, I was home with my cats and my, you know, at my mom's house. So we were home alone on Christmas Eve. And I think what did I make? Chicken cordon bleu, bacon wrapped, right? And mashed potatoes and really good carrots, because if you don't overcook carrots and you know, the big ones, and you cut them yourself, forget them baby ones. You got no flavor. And at root, you know, that's when it's mature. It's got all the good stuff in there. So you don't want to cook them too, if they're just nice and they're just crunchy, but not too much, right? And then I made this mushroom scallion. First deglazed the pan that I used to brown the chicken and some pork roast that I was making for the pork loins for the next day when we had company on Sunday or whatever. It was awesome, man. And the gravy, heavy cream. For days, I eat that stuff. And then I had leftover spaghetti noodles. What do I put on there? Oh, give me some of that mushroom cream gravy on there. So that was over with, and I got to go to the doctor right away. Oh, we got to go get imaging. I hate that, you know, and then can't find a vein because they get shy. And the minute I get in there, they're like scared. My veins are. I know they are because I'm not. Oh, well, subconsciously, I think I must be because they disappear as I need them. Get done with that. And the imaging's cool because you get a hot flash, right? And it almost feels like you fill your pants. That's when you know that, yes, I know, they laugh too with me. I'm like, whoa, man, I was, you know, but I feel it now. And then I go a few hours later, and I go down in the lunchroom in the hospital, and I'm like, oh, let's go eat. And it's not till I'm done that I notice that, no, it's just for doctors and staff. Hey, come on, man, double Johnson cancer patient. You can't let me in there. Nobody says anything. So, and I go up to the Carbone Center, and I don't know which doctor I'm going to get. It's like a team of doctors. I got invited into this because then they do experiments and stuff and film stuff. I let them film stuff for, you know, new doctors that are being trained and everything. And I get the news. Oh, wow, you know, if anything, tumor got smaller. Yeah, so this pain in the ass tumor here that's like inoperable or whatever because it's all intertwined with arteries and vessels, it's getting smaller. I don't know what I did right, but I mean, I can tell I feel better. The doctor, I hadn't seen him in a while because I had a lady two different times, and these are like 3-month appointments, right? Boy, you're looking great, you know. And of course, I'm being my usual self, telling jokes and everything. They like me. I like them. It's a great combination when the patient goes in and loves the people that are putting it on the line for them, and then I can make them feel good. And they know that I care about them as much as they care about me. It kind of goes both ways. And I've had doctors where it didn't go both ways. And you know what I did? Got rid of that doctor. Because, you know, that nonsense, you know, I want the doctor that I can choose. And you can find a good doctor out there way more faster than you can find another bad one. That was my experience. Is it break time already?
Yeah, man, it's break time.
Turbo Lover, huh?
That's your request.
I want, yeah, man. I'm going to pound it out. We're going to heavy metal pretty soon. We'll be back in a little bit.